Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we try to cut through the noise and get you well informed, fast. You know, in today's world, things move so quickly.
Yeah, especially in fields like project management.
Exactly. Navigating all that complex information, it's a constant challenge. But what if there was a way to maybe not just manage it, but actually use it for better outcomes?
Well, that's pretty much what we're diving into today, this interesting intersection of artificial intelligence and agile methods, specifically Scrum.
Right. And we're looking at some excerpts from Unleashing Agility, How AI Enhances Scrum with my new Custom GPT by Rob Van Linde.
Yeah, some fascinating stuff in there.
And this Custom GPT, we should probably clarify, we're talking about a very specialized AI assistant, right? Built on advanced language models, but really tailored for specific Scrum tasks.
Exactly. And our mission, really, in this deep dive is to unpack how a tool like this could, maybe, revolutionize how Scrum teams, product owners, Scrum masters, how they all approach agility.
And I think it's really critical. We stress this right from the start. This isn't about AI replacing people, replacing those roles.
No, absolutely not.
The overall goal, as the source puts it, is exploring how AI can optimize workflows, help deliver more value, but by augmenting human capabilities, helping people do their jobs better.
What's really compelling about this source, I think, is how it tackles some of those, you know, those persistent nagging issues you see in real-world Scrum, the stuff that trips teams up.
That's so true. Like sprint retrospectives, we all know how vital they are. Mm. Continuous improvement, it's the cornerstone. Mm. But for so many teams, the challenge, the real hurdle, is turning all that feedback,
right,
you know, the what went well, what could be improved, into actual concrete steps, prioritized steps you can act on.
Yeah, it's easy to get lost in the sheer volume of it all. It's often qualitative, unstructured. Humans can kind of struggle with that volume.
Exactly. Overwhelmed is probably the right word sometimes.
And this is where the source says a custom GPT can really step in. It's specifically engineered to process all that feedback, whether it's categorized like went well or blocked us or helped us. But it's more than just, you know, sorting lists.
Okay, so what's the leap here? How does it go beyond just basic organizing? What makes it potentially transformative?
Well, what's really interesting is its ability to spot recurring themes, you know, and underlying sentiments, even potential cause and effect links within the feedback.
Hmm, okay. So not just what was said, but maybe why.
Precisely. Imagine it doesn't just say communication was mentioned a lot. It might suggest, hey, look, breakdowns in cross-functional communication during stand-ups seem to correlate pretty strongly with missed sprint goals.
Wow, okay, that's specific.
And then it proposes actual concrete improvement ideas and helps prioritize them, not just based on how often something came up, but by estimating the potential impact on future results.
That sounds like it could offer a kind of strategic view that's honestly really hard for a team to quantify in the middle of a busy retrospective.
Yeah, absolutely.
And zooming out a bit, how does this then connect to the bigger picture, like organizational goals?
That's another key point. The AI can connect these suggested actions directly to things like objectives and key results, OKRs.
Ah, okay. So linking team improvements to business outcomes.
Exactly. It gives real insight into how these specific team efforts might actually contribute to measurable results for the organization. It helps teams shift from just sort of fixing immediate problems to proactively improving how they hit strategic targets.
Makes sense. And the source, it really emphasizes something crucial here, doesn't it? About the human element.
Yes, very much so. The human-centric design. While the AI brings these insights, these suggestions, the final decisions, they stay firmly with the self-managing Scrum team.
Right. So it preserves that human ownership, that essential self-reflection. It needs to be a safe space for the team.
Absolutely. It really underlines AI's role as a support tool, a powerful assistant maybe, but not the one calling the shots.
Okay. So we've seen how this AI could potentially transform looking back, the retrospective. But what about looking forward or looking outward? The source also talks about stakeholder management. That's often a huge time sink for product owners.
Oh, definitely. It can be a really heavy administrative load, right? Pulling POs away from the deep strategic thinking they need to be doing.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
And the AI, according to the source, offers a pretty streamlined way to handle this.
Streamlined how? What does it actually do? Sounds like it could save a lot of manual effort.
Well, it automates reports. Concise, tailored reports. Pull directly from real-time project data like the product backlogs, sprint backlogs, that kind of thing.
So no more manually compiling updates for different stakeholders.
Imagine that. The AI could just generate those reports, customize for whoever needs them pretty much instantly, less grunt work for the PO.
Okay, that's huge. And I think I saw something about sentiment analysis too. It can gauge how stakeholders are feeling.
Yes, that's another fascinating capability. It can perform rapid sentiment analysis on stakeholder feedback. Think about sifting through, I don't know, a long email thread or survey comments.
Ugh, yeah, that can take hours.
Right. The AI could potentially tell you, okay, 60% of the sentiment here is frustration about feature X, 30% is excitement for Y, and maybe even point to who feels strongly about what.
So the product owner can cut right to the chase, address the real concerns, or build on the enthusiasm.
Exactly. They can have targeted conversations instead of spending all that time just trying to figure out the general mood from vague comments or reading between the lines.
That's incredibly powerful for managing relationships. And does it go further? I thought I read something about suggesting engagement strategies.
It does, yeah. The AI can help identify who the really critical stakeholders are at different project stages based on their interests, their power, maybe. And then it can recommend effective ways to engage with them.
So it's not just saving admin time. It's potentially making the PO more strategically effective in how they interact.
That's the idea. It's sort of fundamentally shifting the PO's focus. Less data relay, more relationship architect, leveraging their human skills, their EQ, their strategic thinking, the stuff AI can't do.
Right, freeing them up for the uniquely human parts of the job. Okay, so beyond managing those external relationships, let's pivot back inside, maybe, to the core of the product work, requirements.
Mm-hmm. Requirements engineering.
Scrum treats requirements as this ongoing emergent thing, right? Which is powerful, but sometimes leads to, you know, fuzzy user stories or incomplete ideas. How does this AI tool help there?
Yeah, that emergent nature is key, but it needs careful handling. This is another area where the GPT described in the source seems to offer real support, particularly through intelligent backlog refinement.
Intelligent refinement. Okay, what does that mean in practice?
It means the AI can automatically check user stories against criteria like the definition of ready the door. It looks for things like the Einvest principles being met, clear acceptance criteria.
Okay, maybe quick reminder on Einvest for listeners.
Sure thing. Invest stands for independent, negotiable, valuable, estimable, small, and testable. These are qualities of a good user story.
Right.
So the AI doesn't just tick boxes. It might flag a story saying, hey, this doesn't seem easily estimable because it's missing technical detail, or this isn't truly independent. It seems linked to that other story.
Yeah.
It proactively pushes for clarity.
Which you'd imagine significantly cuts down risks later during sprint planning if the stories are clearer up front.
That's exactly the goal. Reduce ambiguity, reduce risk. But it gets even more interesting.
Oh, how so?
The source describes this really fascinating capability where the AI can actually suggest additional user stories or edge cases,
yeah,
or maybe more acceptance criteria.
Wow, contextually. Based on what?
Based on patterns it sees, maybe user behaviors from personas or technical considerations.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you write a basic login story. The AI, having seen countless login features, might pipe up and say, what about acceptance criteria for a forgot password? Or have you considered invalid credential errors? Or even security stuff like brute force attack prevention?
That's genuinely helpful, like an experienced team member anticipating potential problems or missed requirements, filling in the gaps.
Exactly. It's like an intelligent assist, catching things a busy human might overlook.
That really speaks to foresight. And how does it ensure all this detail, these suggestions, still align with the big picture, the product vision?
Good question. The AI is designed to constantly check that these requirements, these stories, link back to the main product goal, the overall vision, reinforcing the why behind the work.
So it keeps things strategically aligned.
Yes. And it also helps assess the impact if requirements change. How does a new story affect existing plans or estimates? The AI can help model that.
So the bottom line for the product owner is what? More efficient backlog management.
Pretty much. They can maintain a higher quality backlog with less manual effort, freeing them up to spend more quality time talking to actual users, talking to stakeholders, getting that direct feedback, less time bogged down in administrative refinement.
Okay, we've covered a lot here. Retrospective stakeholders, requirements. It really seems to bring us back to this core idea of the AI's overall role in Scrum.
Mm-hmm.
The source consistently frames this custom GPT as like a powerful assistant.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's almost like having that super organized team member, you know, the one who remembers every little detail and brings it up just when you need it, maybe without the passive aggression sometimes.
Huh, that's a fair analogy. Its core functions really boil down to augmenting human skills, cutting down the admin burden, and providing insights based on data.
And it keeps coming back to that fundamental principle from the source: AI is there to support people.
Crucially, yeah.
Not to replace their critical thinking, not to replace the crucial conversations, the interpersonal stuff.
Exactly. That distinction is vital and runs through the whole argument. It's not automation just for the sake of it.
It's about enabling humans to do their best work,
right?
Letting them focus on the nuance, the creative, the strategic, the human aspects of agility.
Precisely. The ultimate goal, the desired outcome, is really empowering teams to deliver higher value. And they do that by freeing up that precious human talent for the work that requires judgment, empathy, strategy.
Let the AI handle the heavy lifting with the data, the pattern matching.
Right, the data crunching.
Hmm.
So people can focus more on the why of the work and the who it's for.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it really paints a picture of a potentially powerful synergy, doesn't it? Agility and AI. The source calls them potentially great companions on a Scrum journey.
It does. And what really stands out is how AI, when designed thoughtfully like this, can actually bolster human-centric processes, not undermine them.
Yeah, optimizing the journey, like you said, not just the destination.
Absolutely. And, you know, this brings up a broader question, maybe something for you, the listener, to think about.
Okay.
Considering how this specific custom GPT is described as enhancing Scrum roles, what other processes, maybe in your own field or even just your daily work life, rely heavily on human leadership, but also involve a lot of analysis or admin? Where might AI's analytical support free you up to focus more on the strategic why and the crucial human connections rather than getting stuck in the what and the administrative details?
That's a really interesting thought to leave people with. Food for thought, definitely.